This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Christina Lee. Hey, Christina.
Glad to be back, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're doing a quick rundown of the best albums out now on January 21st, starting with the singer and rapper Ian Dior. His new one is called On to Better Things.
I'm in first, never last, never in reverse. It's a Thursday when I be dripping down in Ricky O, like Uzi Verse. Say that money stretching longer to the dough. It's a cold play when you get left right there, I said I'm gone. Said I'm reckless, diamonds in my smile and my necklace. Love to be around and she a flirt. I'ma get up in it, yeah, yeah. Lift them butterfly doors when I get you, yeah, yeah. She said I'm reckless. Diamonds in my smile and my necklace. Don't forget that I'm the one who did it first. Put you in some Prada, yeah, yeah. I'ma hit her with that V12 stroke, yeah, yeah. Drop it low, avenge it out. I could put you on the things that you ain't seen before. I'm looking like a pot of gold. Wheels on 4GOs. It goes 0 to 100 when I hit the flow. I might hit a few times, but I can't keep it close. That's the number 10 on me, keep the baddest hoes. Tap in, baby, go and put in work. When you walking in that back and over, yeah, who did it first?
This is Ian Dior, his new album, On to Better Things. The song we're hearing from it is V12. And Christina, obviously a real student of the Juice WRLD school of emo rap.
Yeah, I mean, the Juice WRLD comparisons make a lot of sense. I would say the biggest distinction between Ian Dior and Juice WRLD is that he tends to sound maybe a little bit more hopeful. Like the song we just heard, V12, it's pretty easygoing. And even though he's teaming with the likes of Lil Uzi Vert, it's a song that he easily play in the background with friends. Versus Juice WRLD, I think the subject matter tends to be a lot heavier. So Ian Dior does touch on these heavier topics, but he knows how to have a good time as well.
Yeah, and he does seem to shift very effortlessly into different modes and genres and styles. You know, it's just like the boundaries just don't exist anymore. We played a little bit of V12. I want to play another song called Hopeless Romantic that's really more guitar pop. Which has a lot more bounce to it and a lot of that hope you were talking about.
Yeah, it's interesting because that song features Travis Barker, right?
Yeah.
So I think when folks tend to collaborate with Travis Barker, whether that's a Trippy Red or a Willow, it tends to sound more literally connected to Barker's Blink-182 roots.
Right.
But I think what's interesting about this particular album, it kind of shows the range and rock that can now be, I guess, typified as emo these days.
Ian Dior is the artist. His new record is On to Better Things. Thanks so much, Christina.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, another big release out today that we're loving comes from the rapper Shay Noir. It's called Food for Thought.
Anybody else want to come up here and get a testimony during this communion day? Anybody want to come share their story? Sister Black, want to come on up here and talk to us? Come on up here, Sister Black, come on. Talk to these people.
Look, I tend to hide when I grieve. Losing my brother hurts so much that I cry in my sleep. I'm waking up out of my dreams every night in a scream, trying to find reason. Shedding tears look like my eyes bleeding. Mind reading, can't even process the thoughts I think. I have my best conversations when it's just God and me. Was confused, shit, feel like I'm drunk without a drink. Got that call, made me sick to my stomach. It's hard to eat, it'll shatter you. My heart's pure, it never matter who. Never show loyalty to me, I'm giving gratitude. Tragic news, pain that left me in a status mood. Depressed and family assuming it's just my attitude. I'm stressed bad, feeling guilty after my best laugh. For years I've been dealing with trauma. I took a step back from friends dying in prison visits to see my stepdad, so ahead of my time. When I sleep, I wake with jet lag.
Man, Shay Noir, Food for Thought is the album. This song is Communion, the closing cut to the record. And WXPN's John Morrison here to talk about this one. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Shay Noir, a rapper, producer from New York. Some incredible lyrics on this record. She opens the album with an intro called Eat to Live, where she really lays out the whole overarching theme of the record.
Yeah. She explains it all in the beginning. She's talking a lot about acknowledging and valuing the truth behind the facade, right, so to speak. And a lot of this music is about digging into the real truth and revealing trauma and what, you know, life has been like for her and her peers. And it's really beautiful to see this run that she's on as an artist. You know, her presence on the mic is so powerful. She's so self-assured, but she can also dig into these very vulnerable spaces as an MC. And she's really one of the best writers that we have right now.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff was really hard to hear, heartbreaking. But I love how real she keeps it, not just because of those kinds of stories that she shares, but she also talks, she's got these interview clips in the record where she talks about like all the crap jobs she's had, you know, jobs she was fired from. And, you know, she's just trying to make life work for her. But she knew that music was something that she just had to do. And in this music, you really hear a lot about God. It figures very prominently in her faith.
Yeah, it's a very spiritual record, but it also has these moments that are hard as nails. She talks about the violence that she grew up around, and a lot of it has this harder edge. But then you have, you know, a song like Communion, which is this beautiful spiritual song. It's set up like she's making a testimonial in church and trying to, you know, live and walk in faith. And it, she really has hit a nice pocket with this balance between talking shit and letting people know, like, yo, I'm the best on the mic, but also revealing this more vulnerable side to her. And the music, sample-based hip-hop, soul, it has that grainy, sampled feeling to a lot of the production. It's really just a beautiful lane that she's carved out for herself.
Shay Noir is the rapper. Her new one is called Food for Thought. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Robin.
All right, let's completely switch gears now with a new album from the pianist Simona Dinnerstein. It's called Undersong. Pianist Simona Dinnerstein playing Erik Satie's Nocian No. 3. It's from her new album, Undersong, released today. And here to chat about the record is NPR Music's Tom Heisinger. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Robin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah, you know, this music has, like, I swear, mind-altering properties. I mean, I just love how the combination of those slightly odd harmonies and that repeating, gently swing rhythm, somehow they make time kind of stand still or something.
Oh, it's absolutely transcendent for me. I was listening to this record over the weekend. I was taking a walk and the snow was falling outside and it was just so quiet and still. And this music was the perfect companion. But for people who aren't familiar with Simona Dinnerstein, tell us a bit about her.
Well, she's one of my favorite pianists working today. A very thoughtful and often inward-looking artist from Brooklyn, New York, who made a big splash back in 2007 when her recording of Bach's Goldberg Variations took off like wildfire. It was a very poetic rendition of the Bach, and everything she plays has a certain poetry to it, I think.
Well, even the title of the record, Undersong, I thought that was an interesting choice.
It is, you know, and I had never heard of the term before, had you?
No, I hadn't. I had to look it up, but it's a musical term.
Yeah, Dinnerstein says that the title Undersong is an archaic word for a song that has a refrain. And she goes on in the liner notes to say that the album is all about repetition, with the composers revisiting and recycling some of the same material. And as she puts it, you know, worrying at it, shifting it to different harmonies and into different rhythmic shapes.
Well, and when you're talking about repetition in music, it makes you think of all the of great minimalist composers like Philip Glass.
Right, and she has some Philip Glass on the record. In fact, one of my favorite Philip Glass pieces, it's called Mad Rush, and we'll hear a little bit of it in a second. Glass wrote it originally for organ, although it's almost exclusively performed by pianists these days. He wrote it as introductory music for the first public appearance by the Dalai Lama in North America back in 1979. It's about 15 minutes, and it unfolds as a kind of series of calm oases, these gently toggling, very Philip Glass-type chords, but then punctuated by a number of like super frenetic eruptions of intense repetition. So let's dip into it for a moment. That's a little bit of Philip Glass's Mad Rush played there by Simona Dinnerstein from her new album, Undersong. And Rob and I love it when those giant cresting waves of notes come in.
Oh, I think wave is a perfect way to describe that. It's beautifully put because there's the whole push and pull in that song. It's really like the waves crashing in and then rolling gently right back out to sea. Yeah, I love that.
Right. This is the third album, by the way, that Dinnerstein has recorded at her home during the pandemic. So she's been busy. Yeah. And she says, too, that album title we were talking about earlier, Undersong, also has kind of a hidden meaning. It's, you know, as if the composers on the album, you know, we heard the Satie and the Philip Glass. Mm. There's also Robert Schumann and François Couperin. They're all recycling parts of their own music and making these slight changes through repetition in an attempt to kind of get the ears and the mind to focus. And I think a lot of us can relate to that these days, this kind of repetition of our days during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
where every day is kind of like Blur's Day. It all runs together somehow. And
did you
and
just it, make up Blur's Day? Because that's
oh,
perfect.
No,
I haven't heard Blur's Day yet. That's perfect.
I stole that from my wife, who got it from somebody else, I think. But, you know, all the days kind of run together somehow, and it messes with our sense of time and place.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's another factor in this record from Simona Dinnerstein, a good record to really just kind of get lost in.
Yeah, well, you and I were having a back and forth ahead of this taping about what music to include in this week's show, and you mentioned the Simona Dinnerstein album, and when I heard it, I just said, yes, this is what the world needs to hear right now, and it is so true, certainly for me. Pianist Simona Dinnerstein, her new album is called Undersong. Thanks for bringing the fresh jams, Tom.
Robin, it's always a pleasure.
We still have a few more albums that we want to play for you on this week's New Music Friday, but first, we need to take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company. Because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're taking a quick look at the best albums out now on January 21st. We start the second half of the show off with the singer and songwriter Aoife O'Donovan. Her new album is called Age of Apathy.
Sister Starlin's on the moon, she's going down. Watch the year and distance fading from the crown. She looks up, but she hits the ground. Broken wing, feathers all around. The starling up and bring her put inside. Fashion her a bed of needles and rawhide. She sleeps with unblinking eyes.
This is Aoife O'Donovan, the singer-songwriter Aoife O'Donovan. Her new album is called Age of Apathy. The song we're hearing from it is Sister Starling. And NPR Music's Ann Powers back to talk about this one and some other albums out today. Hey, Ann.
Hey, Robin.
Age of Apathy, just the title of this record, it could certainly apply to the current moment that we're in and have been in for a while, but I thought it was interesting. I read that O'Donovan says that it, for her, it goes back further, more specifically to September 11th, 2001, she was a teenager when 9/11 happened, and she says that that moment is when her adulthood began.
Yes, Robin, and this album, in some ways, is kind of a moving self-portrait of Aoife O'Donovan. I mean, moving, emotionally moving, but also it's in motion across time. She's thinking back to even her teen years, and then, you know, through the almost 20 years she's been a notable presence in Americana, folk, bluegrass world. And more recently, thinking about a move that she made with her family to Orlando, Florida from New York City. So this record, you know, it has some very nostalgic tracks, some longing for the Northeast, a really beautiful song about sledding when she was a kid. I love the way she paints that portrait. But also consternation at living in a red state for the first time, you know, living in the South for the first time. That's part of the songwriting here. And then ultimately, a lot of wonder at the natural world, which I think we heard on the song that you played, and which is just a big part of living in a state like Florida.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I was listening to this record, I felt something that, I don't know, I'm curious to know what you think, but I felt like she really paints portraits of America in kind of the same way that Simon and Garfunkel did. You know, there's this sense of searching for yourself in a land where anything is possible, you know, but there's always this, well, it's not really an undercurrent of melancholy, but just a sense that something isn't right with America.
Yeah, that's a great comparison. Even a song like Simon and Garfunkel's America could be kind of an inspirational text for this record from O'Donovan. It's also, you know, produced by Joe Henry, another wonderful singer-songwriter and incredible producer. And I think Joe gives Aoife a sense of space on this record. There's a lot of space. And she made it, you know, during quarantine. So it was made kind of sending recordings back and forth among the players who play on it. But like Simon and Garfunkel, you know, when you listen to Simon and Garfunkel, there's so much room on those records, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And I feel like that's what we have with this record, with Age of Apathy, is a lot of room to think about her beautiful words, to think about her gorgeous voice, which is just, it floats through the arrangements like a clarinet or something. Mm. And, you know, and to ponder all of the big issues she's confronting.
Age of Apathy is the record from Aoife O'Donovan, and her first name is spelled A-O-I-F-E, A-O-I-F-E, pronounced Aoife O'Donovan, Age of Apathy. And Anne, let's do another singer-songwriter discovery for me this week. This is Jana Horn. She's from Texas, and she's got a debut album out today. It's really beautiful. It's called Optimism.
Asking you what's on your mind.
Love her voice so much. Jana Horn, the album is called Optimism. This is the title cut. It's a record that she initially self-released on vinyl, but it's now out on No Quarter Records. And I don't know about you, Anne, but I was just immediately captivated by these songs. Her voice is just transfixing.
Well, we have our friend and colleague Lars Gotrich to thank for this. He introduced us to this recording. She's a really interesting songwriter and vocalist. Yes, her voice is haunting and beautiful, but there I can hear a lot of brain along with the heart in her voice. And in fact, I read that she had made another recording and felt that it was like too pretty in a sense, too polished, and then returned to the studio with a band she plays with, this longtime Austin post-punk band called Knife in the Water, and made this record, which feels more, would you call it raw or minimalist, maybe?
Well, certainly very unadorned.
Yes.
Stripped down, which I think is perfect for a voice like hers, you know, because you just end up hanging on every word, I think.
Yes, and she gets a lot in there with a very different style of writing than Aoife O'Donovan, who we were just talking about. You know, I mean, Aoife is clearly a big reader and, you know, uses words like cerulean and paints these incredible images. And Jana Horn also paints incredible images, but in kind of like half strokes, you know. You have to come to it. But once you're there, you are just so, you're so there. And there's one epic song called Jordan, which it really is a very religious song. And it pulls from her experience growing up in a small town in Texas, a very religious town. I mean, it's like a Leonard Cohen song, you know, but a Leonard Cohen song told in this miniaturist way that's really fascinating.
Well, I had read that Jana Horn recently discovered Raymond Carver. And if you want to talk about, you know, different writing styles, Jana is she's a postgrad student studying fiction writing right now. And her writing is kind of plain spoken like that, with similar characters that you would read in Raymond Carver stories. Optimism is the new album from Jana Horn. And we have one last album that we're going to play for this week's show. But as always, there are a handful of other records out today that we're loving. Do you want to mention a few?
Well, I know our fearless leader, Bob Boylan, played something from Janice Ian's album, The Light at the End of the Line. But I am particularly celebrating that release. She's saying it will be her last in a legendary career that started many years ago with hits like At 17. So I'm excited about that. The Norwegian pop singer Aurora has this really trippy, wonderful new album. It's her third, called The Gods We Can Touch. Aurora, you might know her from such soundtracks as the Frozen soundtrack. And then Jake Xerxes Fussell, who to me is maybe the leading interpreter of American folk music right now, has a great new record, a really richly arranged, fantastic record called Good and Green Again.
And I'll just add that there's a big release that we learned about late this week from Young T and Bugsy. It's a new mixtape out today called Truth Be Told. Truth Be Told from Young T and Bugsy. There's a surprise new one that just came out yesterday from Pedro the Lion. It's called Havasu. The Japanese band Boris is back with a new one today called W. And the soundtrack to the short horror film The Runner is out today. This is from the band Boy Harsher. Boy Harsher, the album is The Runner. All that music out now on January 21st, along with this last one that we want to play from Tanya Tagok. It's called Tongues.
Herpetella. I celebrate her voice, her earnest voice. I am her creator, her home and her comfort. I drink her tears, and I am her love, hate, and earth in one. I am her nurturer, her provider, her nest, and her shackles. I am her flesh and her bones. Her fluids are mine and mine are hers, my small one.
This is Tanya Tagok. Her new album is called Tongues. The song we're hearing from it is Earth Monster. A Canadian artist, she's an Inuk throat singer. Her music, and can be so brutal at times, but I thought this album seemed less, I don't know if harsh is the right word, but maybe more contemplative.
First off, I'm just going to say, I am a huge fan of Tanya Tagok, and I've seen her perform many times and followed her career. This is her sixth studio album, and I know she is maybe not everybody's cup of tea, but she needs to be, Robin. She absolutely needs to be, because to me, the music of Tanya Tagok is the music of our global emergency. She is taking from, as you said, the indigenous traditions that are her birthright, but also connecting with a long history of women making experimental music that confronts and challenges us, from Yoko Ono to Diamanda Galás, you know?
She's a disruptor. And
oh, hell yeah. I mean, let me just tell you, here's a lyric from her. Eat your morals, eat your thoughts, your sinew, your pith, peel off your skin. So there's your afternoon activity, Robin.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't music that it's meant to be pretty.
No.
Or, or easy to listen to. She is challenging listeners in so many ways. I do want to play a little bit of another song that gives more of an example of her singing style. This is a song called Colonizer. A song like this really just shakes me to my bones. I mean, it's so dark and deep and just terrifying.
Yes, and it's meant to be. But in that terror comes liberation, comes the challenge that allows us to survive and thrive. And look at, I mean, especially honestly, here's an indigenous woman calling out colonizers. And that is something that is so essential in 2022, I think. So I'm excited that this record, as you say, I mean, is accessible the right word? I don't know. Accessible, yeah, maybe, I mean, not, but legible maybe to people who wouldn't have sought out her music before. I really hope it reaches the widest audience possible.
Yeah, I agree. It's devastating, but just very deeply thought and felt music for sure. Tongues is the new record from Tanya Tagok. Thanks so much, Anne.
Always a pleasure, Robin.
And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. As always, you can hear full versions of the songs we featured along with a whole bunch of singles that came out this week in our expanded New Music Friday playlists. Look for those on Apple Music, Spotify, or on our website at npr.org/allsongs. And if you want to keep up with the latest Tiny Desks, new music, features, and a whole lot more, sign up for our weekly newsletter at npr.org/music newsletter. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well and treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.